On the back of the programs, let's just start with that. Let me pull out my glasses so I can read the properly. You know, Mom, it was really important to Mom to have a celebration with and for and about the Wendy's. Because, you know, she didn't take this too seriously. It was a lot of fun for her. But she never forgot, and it was very important that the Wendy's be recognized. So I just wanted to get that said and done with, because folks, if you don't know that, you're not with us here. She just adored you. She adored you, and she never forgot how important folks were. So having said that, let me just say we have to acknowledge with great appreciation the Murray Arts Center. This theater is fantastic. I love it. As a house manager, I haven't been in the theater for most of my life. I've got to say, this is truly state of the art. Carl Black, Marietta Flower Shop, Sugar Cakes Patisserie, which we'll find out about that later. The Marietta Trophy and Engraving, that has something to do with the unveiling, I think, later as well. Designs by Selena, thank you, Penny. Michael Trower and the Hilton Marietta, we certainly have to thank you folks. I need to personally thank Chris Sullivan and Con Sutherland for all that they've done. You guys, I know it's hard. All the way through this, what I wasn't aware of growing up was how powerful Mom as a person was, not just Bonnie Blue Bubba. See, I'm looking out at you folks, and most of you, all of you out there, know Bonnie Blue Bubba, know Cam and King. Some of you were lucky enough to know Cam and Conlon, and I thought I would come up here and maybe just talk to you a little bit about Mom, Cammy, my mom, and the benefits of growing up as what I like to call Bonnie Blue Butler, the son of Bonnie Blue Butler. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, Red Butler, Scarlett O'Hara, my grandparents. Yeah, I'll take credit for that. But, you know, when we grew up, I grew up in Hancock Park, California, which is just south of Hollywood. I'm a Hollywood baby. And many of you know that Mom's stepfather and my grandfather was Herbert T. Kalmus, and he was married to Eleanor King Kalmus. He was the inventor and president of Technicolor. And, you know, although we didn't really talk a lot about it, I mean, the thought that my grandfather met my grandmother on the set of Bonnie with the Wind is pretty spectacular. And then they had been married 9.5 years later. That meant nothing to me growing up as a child. We had the photos of Mom and Bonnie with the Wind in the little alcove there. And I used to tease her. I remember after the first time I saw it, I used to tease her mercilessly. I used to run in, and, you know, just apropos of nothing, go, "Will it be falling down?" And embarrass her just beyond belief. And I thought it was really wrong. You know, I did that for years. For years. You know, running in the house. Where's my pony? I'd run in while she was sleeping. Jump on the bed and go, "Where's my home? Let me go out and see my home." And then I repeat it just like that. She hated it, but she loved it. So I grew up, you know, and slowly learning about what Gone with the Wind was all about. But Mom was Mom. I mean, she had a hard life. I don't know how many of you are aware of that. You know, Gone with the Wind in Hollywood is fabulous, but Mom had a hard life. She lost her husband. Was 32 years old when I was 5. So that's 1968. And then had to raise me as a single mom. And actually, I had a younger sister, Samantha, who was 2 years younger than I, and she died from crib death about 6 months. Then Katie was born, my sister, 4 years, or 2 years after Samantha, so Katie's 4 years younger than I. And so she's raising us in the 60s. As a single mom, and I attended, we all attended public school early on. I was at Third Street Elementary School, and before daycare, I love to tell this, before daycare, there was Stella Adler. And I know there's some of you out there who know who Stella Adler was. She was one of the great, great acting instructors, theater acting coaches. approaches. And mom would pick me up after school, or actually after class. I would walk across the street from 3rd Street and take classes with Stella Apple. She had children's classes. She had just moved from New York to Los Angeles. And that's what I did for, you know, gosh, 2-3 years while I was at 3rd Street. And probably because I loved theater, I loved acting, I loved stuff. Not making the connection that I wanted to be an actor, and my mom was an actress. And I really was, that didn't come into play until adolescence, I think, but I really recognized that mom, who I've been teasing all these years for making this silly little film, it was a very important movie. It was a very important time, it was a very important story. And my first recollection of how important it was at the Walter Plunkett event at the Los Angeles County Art Museum. I remember Katie and I were there, and we got out of the car in the parking lot, and it was a mob scene. There were a bunch of fans. There were, you know, this, I don't know when the Wendy's group formed. I think this was slightly before that, but certainly a couple of you could have been there because there were, you know, hundreds of people that followed us from the parking lot to the museum. And it quickly became a run. Mom was a little scared that there were so many fans, and there were people screaming, "Miss King, Miss King," flinging their pens and stuff. And I remember we got inside the theater there in the museum, and she turned to me. We were all like that, and Katie and I were a little terrified. And she turned to me and she says, "Yeah, that's what you get for teasing me all those years." And I remember thinking, boy, I had a crow that day. Because there was just so many people. And that's when I met Olivia. That's the first time that I remember meeting Olivia. And, oh my gosh, everybody was there. Everybody was there. Anyway, we got to see the original print of the film. It was 35 millimeter and something like that. It was original negative. It was really pretty spectacular. And I got to see the costumes. And so that then I, from then on, I really knew how important the film was and how it continues to be important. So here we are, 9 years later, and over the years, the family, the Von Thuyn family, and that's really what they were. You know, we've become closer and closer after making it. And I remember Butterfly, fortunately enough to have met her, and Evelyn Keyes, I remember meeting her. The family is slowly getting smaller. And it just didn't occur to me that mom wasn't going to be the last one left standing until I was doing the service, the first service, and I looked and there was Patrick. Patrick Curtis came up to Fort Bragg, which is way the hell up there. You really have to want to get to Northern California. It's, you know, you fly into San Francisco, and it's a 4-hour drive through the Redwoods, and I looked at me. So I'm reminded of the importance. I do need to share with you how easy it was for me. It really has nothing to do with this film, other than the fact that my grandparents were at Scotland, my mom was mine, to be able to email Olivia Havilland and tell her that mom was dying, she better get off the bus and give mom a call. And she did, right away. And, you know, in retrospect, in thinking about that, wow, this 94-year-old grandma took the time to do it. And then the very next day, got the Medal of Honor in Paris. Yeah, this is a powerful film. This is a very powerful film. And I know it was really important to Mom, the importance of this movie and the message and the family continue. I know this because I know from talking with Dan Rutherford, who is, you know, not only does she promote the film tirelessly, she also promotes the book. And to have an 89-year-old or however the heck old she is talking about Gone with the Wind on Kindle is amazing to me. Here we are, you know, with all of the inventions that we've got. She's talking about a novel that was written about the Civil War on Kindle and the importance of bringing that forward and You know, here we are with the movies, you know, 35 millimeter to 70 millimeter to VHS, beta, then to VHS, and to Laserdisc, the big one. Remember those awful things? Then to DVD and now to Blu-ray. It's just amazing that this film goes on and continues. So I'm here to thank you on behalf of Mom. And also, everybody sitting out there knows somebody who has said to them, you know, I've never seen Gone With the Wind. We all have met somebody that will say, they'll mess up and they'll say that. So on behalf of my mother, I would like you to, the next time I...